Blessed Hashem. The Shia this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein family. Le'inishmas Rabbi Yishaya David Ben Rav Pinchas Shine Ol Shalom Chav Heir.
The four times the Nidoin, Pesach ala Tua, Pesach ala Tua, Maseres Aperus Ilum, Roshana Koboy Olam, Oven on the front of the Moroim, Shenema, Hayoisi Yachar, Bibom, and maybe they'll call Masei. So it says, Roshana, all people come in front of him, come name Moroim. But it says the pasuk Hayoytze Yachad Libom and maybe it'll come Asay. So the Mishnah says that this man of Din is Rashon. The Gemara continues Tanubei Rabbi Shmuel, Tanubei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Prokam Oilam Nidoy. Four times of the year, person is Nidin. Pesach Alatvua, Batseres Al Peres Ilon, V'Chag Nidoyim Alamayim, V'Chag Nidoyim Alamayim, V'Odom Nidoyim Rashona. It's very important. Part of the vod, but Adam nidam Roshana, the person is nidam Roshana, zadin shalai neftam yom kippur. They were saying the tefillah Rosh Hashanah yekoseim yom tzam kippur yekoseim. That's one piece of Gemara. That's the Tanur by Rabbi Shmuel. The Zayin Amid Beis, the end of the daf today we had, the famous memory of Rabbi Yochanan, shloish svarim liftochim Roshana, three svarim open on Roshana. Echad shal rishayim gemurim, echad shal tzadikim gemurim, echad shal beinim. Tzadikim gemurim, nechtovim, nechtam la'alter l'chaim. Tzadikim gemurim, ma nechtav, nechtam la'alter l'chaim. Rishayim gemurim, nechtovim, nechtam la'alter l'misa. The beinim are hanging, pluyim va'imdim. The beinim are hanging, v'yirashana v'yayim v'kipurim, nechtovim l'chaim. Zochu, if they're zoicha, says the Lashon, if they're zoicha, if they merit it, lechtovim, lechayim, loy zochu, if they're not zoicha, lechtovim lemisa, they're written lemisa. So it says over here the Lashon of zochu, says the Lashon of zochu. And also it says over here that the lechtovim and lechtomim la'alta, and the tzadikim on lechtomim and lechtomim. Also, la'alta the Rishoyim and Nechtom Nechtom la'alta l'misa, and the Beinim atluim va'imdim. A very difficult thing comes out. The whole Aseres Meshuva only affects the Beinini. A tzaddik or a Rosh is over on Rosh Hashanah, which is difficult to understand. What? That's the next Gemara. That's the next Gemara. Then we have at the end, Takatani Beishamiyam, Gimme Kitas Liyam Adin, Achashal Sadikim Gurum, Achashal Rishoyim Gurum, Achashal Beinim, Sadikim, Murun Nechtom Lechon Lauta, Lechai Oilam, Rishoyim Nechtom Lechon Lauta, Lechayim, Legehenim, and Tashtetim. So I would like to, there's a Gemara that you're going to have this week in Yud Ches and Yud Zayin Amid Beis. It says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gedoyla Tshuva, Tshuva is great, Shemakaraz, Zadin Shal Odom. Tshuva is great that it rips up the Gzadin Shel Odom. Like the Gemara brings a pasuk, Shenema Hashma Leva'om. So it says, V'shover Ofalai. The Dilma Lefnei Gzadin. Maybe it can rip up the Gzadin. Maybe Tshuva can help before the Gzadin. It says, V'rofalai. It's a remedy. It's a cure. Eze Dova Shetzorach Rafuah. Ha'v'om Ezeh Gzadin. So my Esakasha. It says, Hoshav Bein Tayim. Meichlam Loi. It says if you do tshuva in between meichlam loy loy shav ben time, afilu hevi kol eli nevoy shem oilam ein meichlam loy. Hoshav ben time means between kessel osan and aseres me tshuva. If you do tshuva in between, it's meichlam loy. Loy shav ben time. If you didn't do tshuva in between, Nothing helps. And here it says, "Gdoila tshuva shemekares zadin shel adam." That's mekares the zadin shel adam. That means even after the chesima, the zadin can be ripped up. So the Gemara says, "Lekasha hobe yochid hobe tzibur." Hobe yochid hobe tzibur. By tzibur, they can rip up the zadin a whole year, even after the chesima. Derech klal, the chiluk between a chesima and a chesima is that a chesima is not final; it still has to be signed and sealed. It's not final. So it says there, Hashem Ben Tayim, you do tshuva between Meichelim Loi, the Meichelim. But by Tzibur, even after the Gzadin, after, you can have a refuah, Doilak tshuva karas Gzadin shall Adam. I says the only thing that helps if you do tshuva in between. So the Gemara says, Kambi Yochid, Kambi Tzibur. So Shtelzach HaShayel, here it says, that it says to make tshuva, the only thing that helps is tshuva. The Gemara before it says Zochu, a Loshen Zochu. The Gemara we quoted before in the Shloish Hasarim Neftochim says that Beinanim, Tuyim Beinanim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Zochu Nichtav L'Chayim, Loi Zochu Nichtav L'Misa. It says Zochu. Zochu means if they mirrored it. It doesn't say Dafke Tshuva, and here it says Dafke Tshuva. The same Gemara repeats itself in Yudches. That Gemara says in Yudches. Menayin l'gzadin shel tzibur she'ena nechtam. Eina nechtam v'ksiv. It says nechtam avay necha l'fonay. Afal pi she nechtam nikra. It says that l'gzadin of a tzibur, even though it's not gechasmid, it can be ripped up. She'nema k'ashem alakenu b'chol k'rein olof. K'ashem alakenu b'chol k'rein olof. Aye, it says in the posik d'yushu Hashem b'motzoy. It says in the posik d'yushu Hashem b'motzoy. B'motzoy means when the Eibishter is available. And the only time that we know that's b'motzoi is between Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's called Dir Shashem b'motzoi. That's when the Eibishter comes to us. We'll soon explain b'motzoi. So it says by a tzibur they can rip up the gzadin a whole year, even if there's a chesima. And by it, here it says Kashem Alein Etkenu B'chol Koreinu Elov. They can rip it up a whole year. And by and there's another pasuk can only Dir Shashem b'motzoi. So Kimar Hasan B'yochin Ochem B'tzibur. Yochid is only in the 10 days of tshuva, says me tshuva. By a tzibur, they can rip up the gzadin a whole year. The problem we had, the chilik of zochu and not zochu. The Ramah Paskins, not like we do exactly, Ramah and Tovkovov, says, Noyagim shekol echad oim l'chaveri l'shona toivet ikosei. The minig is on Rosh Hashanah that we say l'shona toivet ikosei. And really, many of us say in the Siddurim, it says, L'shana Toiviti Kosei B'Sichosei. And that we say also, the Inyan of Sechosei. So, L'chorah, according to Rabbi Yochanan in the Shloish Svarim of Tochim, it says, Sadikim on Nichtav V'Nichtam L'chaim and Rosh Hashanah, Rishoyim on Nichtav V'Nichtam L'Miso, and Beinim Atluim V'Aimim. So, therefore, the proper bracha would be that to give you a bracha that you're a tzaddik, L'shana Toiviti Kosei B'Sichosei. And yet it says, L'shana Toiva. So we'll see the Gra relates to this, addresses this, Shaila. Before I want to get there, there's a Yisoidistik Shaila in the Etzem Gemara here. That Taisvis, the Ran, and the Rishonim are bothered by. There's three or four basic Shitas. I have a little shot here. It says that Tzadikim are Nichtav and Nechtam L'chaim, Rishoyim are Nichtav and Nechtam L'misim. So Ran is a Kasha. We see it's not like that. We see that tzaddikim pass away during the year and rishoyim live through the year. So how can we say tzaddikim nechtovim nechtomim l'chaim? So the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah is this kasha, and the Ran says that we're talking about tzaddikim b'din. I'd like to quote the Ran if I find it. So the Ran. Ran says that the vot of tzaddik is tzaddik b'din, and rosh b'din, because we see that tzaddikim remain, tzaddikim can die during the year, and rishoyim remain living. So he says this, that it says tzadikim amnichta v'nichtam l'chayim, that means tzadikim bedin. That means you can have more various than mitzvahs, and but still you're a rosha, but you live because of gevissah schus, they let you live. And it can be faker that a tzadik has more mitzvahs than averis, because of a gevissah avera, so he's going to get his einish this year. About the ba'om of the kshoit, there'll be a different cheshbon. That's what the Rambam wants to say. The Rambam wants to say that tzadik and rosha means bedin. And that's main this. And the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns that tzaddik means somebody that has more mitzvahs than averis, and rosha means somebody has more averis than mitzvahs. Then you have back the kasha. So we see it's not like that. So then, it's up to Gro.
Rashi only says that by the second part, by Chiyas Mason.
Right.
Rashi says Yossi.
Right. The first time it doesn't say. Yet. So the Ram is learning, the first time is going Bedin. First time is going Bedin. That's a good point. The first time it doesn't say it. It says Sadikim Gmurin Nechtom 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 Nechtom. The second time it says that taken the Indian of more mitzvahs than averis. So Taisus says they're going to reverse us this Taisus. And Taisus says the I avainos of Ruben Mischoyosam Doime Kamishkaim Kalaterikula. This has a new interpretation of the Gemara. It's going on Chai Olam Abo. And the Gros says that he's coming to answer Ran's Kasha. That we see that Tzedikim don't make it through the year. And Rishoyim make it through the year. So he said, we're not talking about the Din of Olam Hazeh over here. They're talking about the Din of Olam Abo. The Din of Olam Abo. But in the Din of Olam Hazeh, it's different. And the Groh points out that the Chayit is Muchach like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Odom, we have in Tezayin, the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, Ba'arba Prokam Oilom Nidoy, Vipeschal Atua, Batzeres Al Peris Ilun, Bechag Nidoyim Al Maim, Odom Nidoy, Berosh Hashon, Gzadin Shal, Levi Yom Kippurim. Odom means every single individual, Tzadik, Rosh, everyone is Nid, Berosh Hashon, Gzadin Shal, Levi Nechtam Yom Kippurim. And therefore it means everyone, includes everyone, at Tzadik, Rosh, Beinani, everybody is included. And it says that his the Ksiv is on Rosh Hashanah and the Ksiv is Yom Kippur. Nidim Rosh Hashanah, Gzadin Shalai Nechtam Yom Kippur. So therefore, it's difficult. How does he say in the next Gemara that Tzadikim Anechtomim, Benechtomim already on Rosh Hashanah? So if they're going like Taisis, it's Miyushiv. Because the Yishiv is, the Gemara on Omer Aleph is talking about the Olam Hazeh, the Din of Olam Hazeh. The Din of Olam Hazeh, Panosa, Gezunt, Chayim, Moves, that's Berosh Hashanah, everybody's Nichtav, and B'Yom Tzayim Kippurim is the Chesima. That's Kol Odom Nid Berosh Hashanah, V'Gzadin Shalai Nechtam Kippurim. This Gemara is talking about Olam Haba. That the Tana Mensch, if he's a Ben Olam Haba, he's a Ben Gehenim. So that, Tzadikim, Anechtovim, Nechtomim, Lechayim, Rishoyim, Anechtomim, Nechomim, Lemisa, and a Ben Nisquim, Bo'im. That's how they're going against the Shai. Every year the Dana person is a Ben Olam Haba. There's an Olam Hazadin.
Last year I was Zoychet to have Olam Haba. The next year
Rosh Hashanah. We'll come to that. Right. We'll come to that. That means at this point, at this juncture, the Danyu Rosh Hashanah of your Ben Olam Haba. The Danyu Ben Olam Haba. So Memes the Goyen brings it down here. Sifkot Mechov Dalet. He says, that Shat in the Ramah says, when Noyagim to give a Bracha Lashana Tovet Yikaseh. Because the Derech Klal Baruch is on the Inyonim of Olam Hazeh. That's the Bracha. Like we find that Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav because he held that he's going to be Isaac in Olam Hazeh. Yaakov is going to be Ishtam Yoshev Olam, and he'll support him. Brachas is Shaykh to Olam Hazeh. So the Goyen says, that's why we bench, we vidge, Yishana Tavit Yikasem, because for everyone the Chesim is only in Yom Kippurim. And it's Kol Adam Nidim Rashana, Zadin Shalai B'Yom Kippurim, that's called Bechol Adam. And the Goyen finishes off. That's Pshat. Rakosh and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we say Kosveinu. We don't start saying Kosveinu till Nila. What are we saying Kosveinu if the Chesim is over? So the Goyen says that with Tshuva, you can rip up the Gzadin. That's what the Goyen says. With Tshuva, you can rip up the Gzadin. That means even somebody who had a Chesiva, somebody had a Chesiva on Rosh Hashanah, Chas V'Shol, not a good Chesiva, a Moves, or for other Inyonim, he can overturn it in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It would say Chosmeinu, this is all over. But we say kosveinu because it's only written. Till nila, it's not finished. So the Goyen is answering the Gemara Omer Aleph that says the Tana Rebbe Shmuel called Nim Roshon of Exadin Shalay Nechem Yom Kippurim, that's going on in Yoni El Mazeh. And that's why we only vinch the Shana Tavit Kosev. The Gemara Omer Beis is talking about the guy by Olam Abo. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the Inyonim of Olam Abo. We want to take this a little further to answer the Kasha of Zochu. I just want to say over from Rav Aaron. There's a Moedig Shaila that the Lechem Mishnah asks. The Rambam seemingly does not go with the Ran. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva goes Kipshuta. A Tzaddik is more Schusim than Averis. A Rosh is more Averis than Schusim. And the Rambam says, Im Ose Tshuva, if you do Tshuva, Benin, if he does Tshuva, is Nechtam L'chaim. That's the Rambam says. Benin, if he does Tshuva, is Nechtam L'chaim. Like the quote of Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kishem sheshokum avaynoyis avodim uschiyoyis av b'shas misosoy, kach b'chol shana m'shana." They weigh his averis and his mitzvahs. It says, "Misha nimtze tzaddik nechtam l'chaim, misha nimtze rosha nechtam l'misa." And the Rambam mentioned before what is called: you have more schusim than averis, then you nechtam l'chaim. You have more averis than. More various than schusim and nechtam l'misa. A ben liklum ad yom kippur. Mosa tshuva nechtam l'chaim. Im lo ei nechtam l'misa. So Memes is a kasha. The Lechem Mishnah already asked the kasha. He says that why do you have to do tshuva? If you're a benini, just do. Make sure on aseres to make tshuva. You do more mitzvahs than averis. So the Lechem Mishnah says, ask the kasha a little differently. He says, let's say you don't do anything. You shev al taisa. Rambam's mashmir, the only solution is you do tshuva. What's longer than you shev al taisa? Yivaita benini. So he says that if you don't do tshuva, there's another aveira, because since al kaponim there's a chi of tshuva and aseres you make tshuva. The Rambam says, "Dishu Hashem bimotze karov b'yisur karov l'fnei Hashem t'toru." There's a chi of tshuva. So you don't remain a benini if you don't do tshuva. You must do tshuva. But the kasha is different kasha. That just make sure you do more mitzvahs than averis. Yes, is
this even answer? Any more mitzvahs?
Right. Yeah, that's another. Exactly. So, Maisa is that the that the Koich Ve'or asked the Kasha, Revitzel Petterburger, and he says a Moedig Yisoid from, he says that it won't help you in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. All the mitzvahs that you do won't help you, because the Aveir of not doing Tshuva on, it goes a little further than the Lechem Mishnah. The Aveir of not doing Tshuva on Aseres Yemei Tshuva is such a Chomedik Aveir that outweighs all the mitzvahs that you could do. And he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, you learned recently. It says the Gemara in Yuma, Rav Zera says, "Ki avi milse b'hadi inish, havi cholav, I used to approach him, I used to make myself available, and I said, to make tshuva." Rav says that he once had an incident with a tabach insulted him, and the tabach didn't come to ask him mechila. He made himself available on Erev Yom Kippur that the tabach should ask him tshuva. So he met Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "You're making it worse for the Tabach, because Ed Fashtana, that the Tabach is a Shver Baldovi, he's not going to ask him Mechila." And Kachave, the Tabach didn't ask him Mechila, he got a Misa Meshuna. So Rav Itzel Taitch asks, where did they get such a Midas Chassidus that Rav should have to go ask, have to make himself available on Erev Yom Kippur, and he should see to make himself available that the Tabach should ask him for Mechila? Where do you see such a midah? What? That's what he says. He learns it from HaKadosh Baruch. Because if the Eibishter wouldn't come to us, I say, I'm a tshuva. But to tshuva, I say, I feel like I'm sure. Somehow, there's a ruach of tshuva, dear Hashem b'motzei, he's b'motzei. He makes himself available. So he learned that from Amidus HaKadosh Baruch, who just like the Eibishter made himself available, he made himself available to do tshuva. So he says, if the Eibush is b'motzei, and the Masha says, why do you get a Misa Mishuna? Because the Rab made himself available, and he still didn't do tshuva. So it's a tremendous Aveira. He got a bigger Misa than he was supposed to get for insulting Rab. But a Misa Mishuna. So Avada b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Eibush makes himself available, so all the mitzvahs that you could do won't outweigh the Indian of tshuva. The Misa...
doesn't zacha mean more than outweigh? Zacha means you got to do something to be zayich, no?
But Rabbaran wants to learn, we'll soon see, he wants to learn the zacha means that doing more mitzvahs than averis. Zacha. So he says, that's Rabbi Itzel's pshat. Rabbaran says a different pshat. Rabbaran says in the din of Olam Hazeh, the year goes from Tishrei to Tishrei. That's the way it goes. Like the Havdalah of Havdalahs, there's a fiscal year. In Momenis, there's a fiscal year. There's a tax year. What goes on this year, what goes on next year. I'm just giving you a derech moshel. So the year goes from Tishrei Tov Shin Ayin Dalet to Tishrei Tov Shin Ayin Hei. So he said that what you're going to do more mitzvahs, what was the kasha? You should do more mitzvahs next year, after Tishrei. He says that won't help. That's on next year's cheshbon. So the only ace is to do tshuva. Because with tshuva, you're oikel mafreya. By doing tshuva on aveir, you're oikel mafreya. So he says the only ace is to do tshuva. That's why the Rambam says that the only ace is to do tshuva. Because tshuva, that's Mekaraz Gzadim. So he says, it's for Emphit, the two Gemaras that we ask. The first Gemara says that Zochel, that's talking about the Din of Olam Habo. The Din of Olam Habo does not necessarily totally in Tovshin Ayin Dalet to Tovshin Ayin Dalet. There happened to be Danyu Rosh Hashanah. But the Danyu then on Rosh Hashanah if you're a Ben Olam Habo or not. So that, let's say you're a Beinani. So a Beinani, so then we extend the Din on you. And if Zochu, you do more misses than Averis, so then on Yom Kippur, you get Paskin to your Ben Olam Habo. The din is not necessarily on last year. The din is on the Gavra. It happens to be the din is on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara that says, Hoshem Ben Taim Meichel Noi, the only time that a Yochid's Tshuva helps, that's by the din of Olam Hazeh. The din of Olam Hazeh, there it won't help if you do more mitzvahs. There the only thing that will help is to do Tshuva, because Tshuva is Oichel Mafreya.
He's
saying that that's logically. Olam Haba is not totally in the year, it's totally on the Mizaban Olam Haba. It happened to make the din Rosh Hashanah. And he says that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Nei Inyan Zeh, Noagu Kol Beis Yisrael. He's going following up that a tzaddik has more schusim than Averis, and he's Dan Lechayim. So he asked, what's the Inyan? And what's the Inyan to do Maisim Toivim? That's on the New Year's Cheshbon. What?
He's talking about the whole universe.
He's not going back. He's going on a yochid also.
Yes. The only schus the Kiyum Oilam could have is because the Yisrael is doing...
The Rambam's going back on yochid. The Rambam Lechor is going back on yochid. On both.
All these things are part of tshuva. You have getting stuck and everything.
The Rambam doesn't mention tshuva.
He learned this problem. There's other problems on Rabban's pshat here in the Rambam. He learned that the pshat in the Rambam is a shteit mefurish in the Goyin. The Goyin says that we're speaking about what's the te'eles of aser shemei tshuva. Now it comes out very good what the te'eles of aser shemei tshuva, because even if you have a ksiva l'ra, you can rip it up. What happens if it gets ripped up? Then he said starts a new din yom kippur. That's mefurish in the Goyin at the end. The Goyin says that we're saying we only say v'kosveinu. So Rabban wants to say, once they rip up the old Gzadin, then they give you an extension till Yom Kippur. So you can lefikoch, you should be marba, b'schus, maisim toivim, because then they're going to give you an extension. So Mela, the Shailas HaMiyushim, the Gemara that says Zochu, that's talking to Gabi Dinah Boilam Abo, the Gemara that says Hoshev, that's talking to Gabi Dinah Boilam Azen. Legabi that din, everybody's, the Ksiv is on Roshon, and the Gemara din is on Yom Kippurim. And there it says Hoshem Ben Taim Moichem Loi. That goes even Benegeir Roshem. See, that's what I have a difficulty here in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down, he says Sadikim Anechtam Anechtam Lachayim Rishoyim Lemisa. And the thing that he says Tshuva on is only on a Beinani. L'chor, if he's going on the Din of Olam Hazeh, so he should have said even on a Rosha that has a bad Din, but he can uproot it with Tshuva. That's a little difficulty in how he's learning the Rambam. But that's so he does the beer in the Goyen here that kol adam nidim rashana gzadin shel nechem yom kippur. That's going on in Olam Hazeh. And what's the geya Olam Haba? That a tzaddik is finished rashana. A rosh is also finished. And Beni is tluyim boim. The shaila is, I'm not going to go. This is more. What is negeya that they dan a person on Olam Haba? What are they dan him on Olam Haba on Rosh Hashanah? That's Esik for Amud Kshayt. So that's him. That he brings rayas. That's negeya in a person siyata rishmaya. If a person is dan, it's negeya in his in how what's going to happen to him next year. If a person that dan him is ben Olam Haba, they're going to give him the heichetim to do mitzvah. It's not going to come on so shver. He's going to have siyata rishmaya. And anything that he needs for his Olam Haba is going to come on easier. Even a get a din of Olam Hazeh. If he's Oiska passing a Ben Olam Haba, they'll see to it that he's able to get to his Olam Haba. That means if a Meshulach comes to knocking on your door, so the Rabbi used to say that, told once about a boss, a mezet mitzvah, loyven achnoch, then you know you had a good year. The Evish is giving you opportunity to do mitzvahs. So then you know you have a good year. That's the inyan of the inyan of why they dan you a Ben Olam Haba. I wanted to say a different maybe approach to this, what the pshat lefi this shaila that there's a din of Olam Haba. I wanted to answer Akasha that Ruchonin asked the Chofetz Chaim. In the Rambam it's mentioned here in Hilchos Teshuva that Toyel Rishayin is ma'abdim loy kol schi yosef. There's Gemara in Kedushin that Toyel Rishayin is somebody has charot, the Rambam brings down la aloch in Hilchos Teshuva ma'abdim loy kol schi yosef. So Ruchonin asked the Chofetz Chaim that the Mesil Shisharim says that tshuva is a chesed. And the Lashon of Mesil Shisharim is, how could a person undo what he did? A person killed somebody, a person did a maisis nus, how could he take the maisa out? The Midas HaRachmim, they send us, as in the Lashon of Mesil Shisharim, that tshuva tinosen l'choyitim b'chesed gomer, that tichoshev akiris harotzen ka akiris ha-maisa. The akiris harotzen is ka akiris ha-maisa. That lives like an akiris ha-maisa. So we see from him that the pshat is that akiras harotzen is akiras ha-maisa. Yes, the Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't understand. It says it's a chesed gom. It says toyel rishonis ma'abdim loy kol schi yosef. A person gets stuck at galam. Then he has charot. So you're going to say he loses all his schusim. So he loses all his schusim in the tzara toiv. So why can't we hear that if a person does tshuva on the ma'isim aroyim, that it wipes out the averts? That's what he asked the Chofetz Chaim. So Chofetz Chaim asked him, answered him, that if you do tshuva miyiras ha'oynish, then it's a midas ha'chesed. If you do tshuva out of ahavas Hashem, you feel bad, you are murdered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's an akiras ha'rotz, and that wipes out the aver. And just like when if you have charotim from a good deed, it wipes out the good deed. But if you do tshuva machmas yiras ha'oynish, you do the aver again. So that's not be'etzem akiras harotz. That's what the Chofetz Chaim answered him. And Rav Chanan uncharacteristically said that it's not mashma like the Chofetz Chaim in Mesil Shon. So he offered his own pshat. He said that in every avera and mitzvah, avera mitzvah has two things. There's a tikkun. Every mitzvah is a tikkun. That's why the others were makayim kol ha'Torah kula before the mitzvah. Because there's a tikkun. That's something that's a tikkun on nefesh. And there's also the fact that you're doing the Rotzon Hashem. Doing the Rotzon Hashem. And Lehepach and Aveira. And Aveira is a Meret. And also it's a rebellion. And also it's a Pgam in the Nefesh. So the two in Yonim, the Mitzvah and Aveira. And that's what I heard of. This I heard personally from Rabbi on the one elder that I was there. He said in Hilchos Tshuva, it says that the Seir Shnaleich is Mechapa. So Ram says, mechaper on the kalos without tshuva, on the chamurois it's only mechaper with tshuva. He says, what's kalos and what's chamurois? So he says, kalos is chayv alavin, except for shuva shov, bein b'shoyik bein b'mezid. Chamurois is chayv b'mises bezin, bein b'shoyik bein b'mezid. So he asked the shayla, the lechorev, doing a lav b'mezid, we're inclined b'mezid, or being mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, what would you say is worse? What would you say being mechal Shabbos b'shoigig is less than doing an avera of a lav b'mezid? And yet it says that that's called kalos. Chayve labim amazing is called kalos. Klape chayve misa shogun. So he said, in the merit, avada chayve labim amazing is a bigger rebellion than chayve misa shogun. But the b'gam, an aver b'shogun is also an aver. So it's a b'gam. So the siyam ashtaleach, legabe what's negeya, needs tshuva, that's going legabe the chamures, even chayve misa shogun. I just wanted to show you this aspect, and he said it from a goyin. That was the goyin's lashon. It's gam and merit. So b'chon zot zeh gishmak epshatei answer the shayla. That avada, this that says that toil rishen is ma'abnum loy kol schiyosov, is that ma'abnum kol schiyosov legabe what's negeya the schus that he did the rotsan Hashem. So that if he had charota, he gave money to tzedakah, then he got. Went into bad times and he had charota. Rachman al Slon, a person learned the Kol a long time and then he has a hard time and he has charota. The Gabi the Rotsan Hashem, that if he had charota, Mabnum Kol Schiyosov. Oh, but the Maisa Mitzvah remains. The Stoker that he gave remains. The Torah that he learned remains. The Chiddush of Tshuva is the Chiddush of Tshuva Avada. If a person did Tshuva, he took away the rebellion. The Chiddush of Tshuva is that he could take away the Pgam. Tshuva can purify. That's what he said. Tshuva can purify. And he says an interesting thing. Maybe I'll come back to it. I just wanted a few words. So I was thinking a different teretz to the shayla. This that it says that Toyer Lishen is Ma'abdom Lekolski Yosef, that goes pertaining his din of Olam Haba. The pastor of a person is a Ben Olam Haba. And that is relevant to a Siyata Rishmaya. Whether he's a Ben Olam Haba or not. So that Toyer Rishonis, person at Charote, where's he standing now? Right now he's standing, he's not a Ben Olam Haba. Toyer Rishonis Ma'abdom Loikolski Yosef. That's where it is. That's what it says, Toyer Rishonis Ma'abdom Loikolski Yosef. Mela, it's not a Kashi. It's not a Kashi. Toyer Rishonis Ma'abdom Loikolski Yosef, lose Avadi, doesn't lose. The Toyer Rishonis doesn't wipe out the mitzvah. Doesn't wipe it out. So therefore, tshuva is taka chiddush, because tshuva is a chiddush that can be oikid aveira. That's the chiddush of tshuva. By toilin shenis, it doesn't destroy the mitzvah, you're going to get schaf in the mitzvah. But it destroys your stance if you're a ben oilam habona. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to figure one more zach.
What are you answering?
I'm answering the kasha that he has to have. Toilin shenis ma'abim loikolski yosef does not mean that it's ma'abid the mitzvahs that you did. The Ruchon starts making a split. I'm saying it's not ma'abid anything. No, it's ma'abid the shail on you if you're Ben Olam Haba. Where's your stance now, Lagabi, your future? Lagabi, if there's a din of Olam Haba, once a person is totally ashamed, he's going a different derech, he's running out of Ben Olam Haba.
But the mitzvahs are not miyuchas to you.
They are. But okay, I want to say a mitzvah on you.
No, I'm saying that.
Ma'abid l'kol schiyosha, Lagabi, shatsing you, evaluating you that you're Ben Olam Haba. Tshuva, but the person that's avada tshuva is a chiddush, because by the tzara toiv you can't wipe out the mitzvahs. So tshuva is a chiddush; you can wipe out the averes. I wanted to say one more zach that it says here in Rabbi Chanan, relates a little bit or derech agav. It's a toisa about bal toisiv here. Rabbi Chanan says a mori de kechiddush. Says in tekeil shir, you're going to have it later if you tekeil shir. It says, if mitzvahs are tzriches kavona, you aren't yoytzeh. If mitzvahs are ain't tzriches kavona, you are yoytzeh, even though you blew the shir. So, posh, you learn your yoytzeh. The Ruchon and Tain is that you only were yoytzeh the maisa mitzvah. But since you are tekeh le shir, you aren't macham l'shem mitzvah, you don't have that aspect of doing the rotzon Hashem. That's what he wants to say. So he says, chidush, that be'etzem tekeh le shir yoytzeh, you have the maisa tkiyah. You can't blow again. Because once you had the Maisa Tkiya, you blew already. You can't blow again. Shingle blast. You hold mitzvah, Sriches Kavona, then you weren't Yoitzah, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, then you can blow again. So he's saying a tremendous Chiddush. If mitzvah ain't Sriches Kavona, you only have the Maisa Mitzvah. So I wanted to say with this, you can answer.
Maisa Mitzvah,
Dr. Ratzon Hashem.
What can you be
I'm sorry I didn't, because I'm going to do it the right way now.
No, you can't, because that's what he says. Once you did it, it's done. Once you did it, it's done.
First person be with the
I don't know if it's the right person. No, he bavons that. He says, once you did the mitzvah, you can't do it over again. So there's a big riot to this yisoid. He's saying a chiddush mitzvah, saying sviches kavanah, but also he's saying a chiddush mitzvah, sviches kavanah. He's saying mitzvah, sviches kavanah, you could blow again, because it's not a maisa mitzvah b'chlam. So b'emesu, it's miyuchas to Reb Chaim, that we have over here the inyan about Taisif. Taisif says to blow over, we have in the Gemara that we learned today, that... that you can be Tokeya twice, Yushiv, and Umid. So Taisif is the Kasha, or Kalavim Mishum Bal Taisif, the Chitema, the Kima to Kayotza, Vishalay Bismanoi. So Taisif brings right from Bichas Kainam, not like that, that even though you made it, you can do it again, because maybe Dil Misramalay Tzibur. And not only about Taisif, keeping the Mishamalei Tzibur Achrin Ahadim Avarachle. Hachinam Yisavim Mitzibur Ahadim Tokalim. So therefore, so Taisif says, but over here, why aren't you Oival about Taisif? It's still this man. What's the right still this man? Like by Bechaz Kayanim. If somebody else comes to bench him, you have a different Tzibur, you can do it again. Here also, Tkir Shaifa, if somebody comes that wasn't Yoitz, you blow for him. So it's still this man. So how are you allowed to blow over twice? Tais has a big issue. They ain't shy about Tais Basias and Mitzvah based upon him. There's no is about Taisif doing. More about Taisif is you put Chamisha Taitofais or five Chutim of Tzitzis or of Chamisha Minim. Then there's about Taisif. That's what Taisif says. So I wanted to say a vort like about Taisif. It says there's a famous Kasha that they ask in Erevin. It says if there was Tfilin, they found pairs of Tfilin. And they didn't want to leave it there, and they couldn't carry it through the Rosh Hashanah. So the Shaila is if you can put it on Zug Zug. There's Machlaik if you put it on the two pairs together. So the Gemara says that one man the Yom says Machnisim Zug Zug, and one man the Yom says not. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is by putting on two pairs, Yoiva Bal Taisif. So the Gemara says that depends. If you hold Mitzvah Shvichas Kavanah, so you can carry both pairs of film. But if you hold Mitzvah Ein Shvichas Kavanah, so then you can't carry both pairs of tefillin. Was mitzvah ain't shvichas kavanah? So therefore you can't do that eitz of carrying two pairs of tefillin. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavanah, then you can't. Mitzvah shvichas kavanah you could. So they ask a kasha, there's a shita, Rishonim, but brachas, and Taisus brings the shita, that if you have kavanah lehepach, you're not yoitzah. So if you have kavanah lehepach, you're not yoitzah, so you have an eitzah, even if you hold mitzvah sviches kavanah, mitzvah ain't sviches kavanah. Put on the two pairs of tefillin, have kavanah that you're not going to be yoitzah. That's the kasha that the Turi Oven is. Have kavanah not to be yoitzah and put on both pairs of tefillin. Zok the Turi Oven. What? No, you won't be yoitzah with neither. Won't be yoitzah with neither. Won't be yoitzah with neither. It's Shabbos. So that's a very big question. Teretz is that if you hold, so Reb Chaim said, based on this thing, if you hold mitzvah sa'ein sviches kavona, it means it's a maisa mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah sviches kavona, on kavona it's not a mitzvah at all. So the teretz is that if you hold mitzvah sa'ein sviches kavona, you have kavona lehepach. There the pshat is where you have kavona lehepach, you're not yoitzah the mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah, ain't sviches kavanah, if you have kavanah lehepach, you're not yoitzah the mitzvah. But a maisa mitzvah it is. If you hold mitzvah, ain't sviches kavanah, if you have kavanah lehepach, you're not going to be yoitzah the mitzvah. But a maisa mitzvah you have. A maisa mitzvah you have. That's what Reb Chaim answers. Reb Shlomo answers the same terrors. Bal Taisif is dependent not on the kima mitzvah, but on the maisa mitzvah. On the maisa mitzvah. So I just wanted to say this is not like Reb Chaim. Said a drastic thing. The mitzvah of Chaim said a mitzvah ain't sviches kavanah. Then you have the ma'isa mitzvah, not the kiyama mitzvah. It seems Reb Chaim is naming on not like that. Reb Shlomo, about the mitzvah ain't sviches kavanah. The only time you don't have the kiyama mitzvah is you mechamen lehed you not to be yoitz. Mechamen lehed you not to be yoitz. So then, if you mechamen lehed you not to be yoitz, then all you have is the ma'isa mitzvah, but it's still baltoisif because you're doing twice the ma'isa mitzvah. Doing twice the ma'isa mitzvah is baltoisif. But That's only if you have kavanah lehepach. But it seems if you didn't have kavanah lehepach, the pshat in mitzvah says ain't sviches kavanah. If you didn't have kavanah lehepach, then it remains the makayim the mitzvah. As long as you didn't have kavanah lehepach, you makayim the mitzvah. Rav Chanan takes it to a drastic extreme that he wants to say that mitzvah ain't sviches kavanah. You only have the ma'aser mitzvah, you don't have the kiyama mitzvah. I just wanted to conclude in that inyan of Al-Tosif. It says twice in the parash of Al-Tosif. It says in parashat Eschanon. And it says in Parshas Re'eh. So the Gross says one is going, Bal Tosif is adding into the changing the Tzuras HaMitzvah, and one is adding a new mitzvah. But blowing shofar twice is not adding a new mitzvah. It doesn't comply with either Bal Tosif. It doesn't comply with Bal Tosif of the Tzuras HaMitzvah, and doesn't comply with the with doing with being Mechadish a new mitzvah. It's one to the end. It says, Yidaber Hashem al Moshe Olema v'midrasina b'ol moyed b'echad l'chodesh Hasheni b'shon Hashenis. So Rechaim, I want to say a vort before Shavuos, the Cheshivas of Torah. It says b'midbar Sinai b'ol moyed. B'midbar Sinai is the general. B'ol moyed is the prat. B'ol moyed is contained in the midbar Sinai. B'echad l'chodesh b'chodesh Hasheni b'shon Hashenis. That is the prat and then the klal. So it seems that the Torah is not consistent. By the midbar Sinai it says the klal, then the prat. The midbar Sinai by Yom Yom. And by the day it says be'echel ha'chaydish b'chaydish ha'sheni b'shon ha'shenis. So the Chaim says the Torah is teaching with Baldika lesson. What? There's the prat. First day of the month. The second, the first day of the month. In the second year. The prat and then the klal. So the Torah is teaching us in the Torah. The Oyel Moed is not contained in the Midbar. The Oyel Moed is in no way secondary to the Midbar. The Oyel Moed, like it says in Rashi and Shmoy, says, Mekoyim Iti. The Eibishter is Mekoyim Shal Oilam. We could say that the Mokim of the Eibishter, the Eibishter gefindt sich in der Welt. Rashi says, the Eibishter is Mekoyim Shal Oilam. He is the Welt. So that he says that the Oyel Moed is not that the Oyel Moed is contained in the Midbar. The Oyel Moed contains, that's the Mekayim Shel Oilam, that's the Mokam HaRashos HaShtinah. And he says, between the Badei Oroim, 600,000 were able to bow, Oimdim Tzvufim Mashachim L'Revochim. What seems to the eye sometimes, that's very small, is really very big. That's the concept of Miyut HaMagzikas HaMeruba. What the Rishonim speak, what the Rambam speaks, thousands of Sforim. Miyut Magzikas HaMeruba. And when we come to Shavuos, it's important to know that what's central by a Yid is the Mekayim HaTorah. We see in the Ramban that the Sefer HaGolus VaGulus Shmois doesn't end it. The Golus doesn't end with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Golus ends with Mishkan, which Mishkan, the Ramban says, is an extension of Har Sinai. The Gula is Maimer Har Sinai, Hashroas HaShchinah. The Mishkan was just an extension of the Ashroas HaShchinah, the cover that we saw on Sinai, that was an extension of the Mishkan. And today, Ein Lecho HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilom El Adal HaRam Shal HaLocha. What's the Mokam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adal HaRam Shal HaLocha? Chaim Oizu, you say, it says, Teirem Unachas B'Keren Zovis. He says, Keren Zovis is a vinkel from a vinkel, a corner of a corner. You take even today, there's so many Mekonis that Teirem, but it's a dot in the map of the whole world, a dot. But that's not minute. That's not prat in the cloud. The whole world is totally in that. It's totally in the Mekayim HaTorah. And so it also goes in the Talmid HaChomim. If a person says, Maya Hanile Rabbonon is Nikra Abikoyis. Shneir used to always say when the Goyin Ziyotzai, the Goyin learned in his Dalai Lamas. So some people in Vilna said, Anishkin Rav Shiva, he's not a teacher. What's the Welt from the Goyim? But 150 years later, they remember the Goyim in Vilna. That is his Torah brought the Mezoinus in the Welt, brought the Ashpah in the Welt. And his Torah was Mashpia Kedush in the Welt. Reb Chaim Volozhin says that we learned last week, Bechul Koisei Teilecha will be all the Brochus. Sati Gishmeichem Yitam. So he asked a valid question. He says, you see the loim de teirah mutchenzach. And it says, they are melem ba teirah and have brochen. He says the shefa of brocha and parnosa comes from the Talmid Chacham. Now they gave up their chelik and they give it to the Rishoy. This goyim have parnosas also comes because they are melus b'Torah. So pasuk in the Torah that sinor is through the Talmid Chacham. It says Chanina ben Daisa kol adam niza in b'shvil Chanina beni v'Chanina beni die loy b'kav charu. To a point that it says in the Gemara, in I believe it's in Chagiga, that once, I'm not sure it's Chagiga, he took a car of the Dav, he took some for himself, so the Eibusha said, now you're only on two legs. You gave away the Gemilas Chesed. Torah and Avodah you have, but you gave away the Gemilas Chesed. Chanina ben Doises, Gemilas Chesed was that his Torah kept up the world. And that's the importance when we go to Kabbalah Satayra, the Torah is central, the Talmid Chacham are central. That's in Loi Brisi, Yoimon Balaila, without Torah, Chukah Shemayim Ba'oretz Loi Samti. I'm sure it'll be Zoicha to go toward Kabbalah Satayra and have a good night.